Shkoyach. Good morning, all. We dedicate our learning this morning in memory of Necha Bas Chaim Zedel. We learned all the halachos, or many of the halachos, as they pertain to eating bread and partaking of the meal. But at the conclusion of the meal, there are many questions as to what a person should do and how a person should conduct themselves. One of the interesting halachos is that of mayim achronim, is the waters that we wash our hands with after the meal. Sometimes we see people do that. Is that something that we should be strict about or not? And so, although there are many who seem to assume that perhaps this is a halacha that you should follow, and indeed myself, at one point in life, I too followed this halacha. I have a story that I have to share. That sort of charted out the reasons why I no longer do it, and that is that when I was in YU, we had a shir lunch with my Rebbe Rav Willig, and Rav Willig, at the conclusion of the lunch, we had pizza and everything. He had his like peanut butter sandwich or something, but everyone else had their pizza, and he said, okay, let's bench, and he said, I don't do mayim achronim, but he had this big bottle of water. He said, if you want to, you can, and he slammed it on the table, and everyone sort of took that to understand that no one else should really be doing mayim achronim either, and so therefore, if it is your custom to do it, you're welcome to, but if not, then there certainly is no obligation to, because of the many Ashkenazic customs out there that seem to determine that we are not obligated to do so. If you do wash your hands with the mayim achronim after the meal, then there is a halacha that one should be careful not to wash their hands, let the water go on the floor, because there is an understanding that there is some sort of a ruach ra, some sort of an evil spirit that is within the water, so we don't want to leave it on the ground so that someone could step on it and then get the evil spirit within them. That wouldn't be good, so we try to avoid that as much as possible. And then finally, there is a halacha that when we are benching throughout the week, that if there are knives on the table, in a particular metal knives, but even really any kind of a knife that's on the table, we like to remove it. The simplest reason why we like to do that is because of the fact that we didn't like to have knives on the mizbeach, on the altar, and we consider our table to be like an altar. That's one of the reasons why we also have salt with our bread, and therefore, as a result, we try to take the knives away, with the exception of Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif, we should not be removing knives from the table, or we should not be even covering them up, because of the fact that Shabbos and Yontif, there's no concern that the knives really have any sort of impurity or any sort of lack of relevance on the table. Let's leave it at that for now. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akashim.